Minus Magic, written by Emma Laybourne and read by Tom Lawrence.
Chapter 1. The teacher was watching me all the time. I studied the 12 little wooden blocks that sat upon the table. Then, with careful fingers, I began to stack them up into a tower. None of their sides was quite flat. As I added the 10th block, the tower wobbled and fell, scattering itself across my lap. It was a test for a 5-year-old. The trouble was, I was 11, and I'd just failed it.
Has Ned always been like this?
Although the teacher was watching me, she spoke only to my mother. Her name was Miss Ibbs. She was as thin and prim and pointed as a splinter. Yes, always, said my mother, her low, gentle voice reminding me that it didn't really matter. Only it did matter. I began to build the tower again. 4, 5, 6, wobble.
He's never been able to... There's never been any...
No, never. My mother's voice was quite steady, unlike my tower.
Not even a hint?
Nothing. As I placed the 10th block on the tower, it toppled over again. There was no way to get it to balance without magic. With magic, easy peasy. Without it, impossible. I realised that the blocks were made uneven on purpose and grew angry. Actually, I said, I did do magic once. I remember flying across the backyard when I was 3 or 4. I nearly landed on the cat. I thought I remembered it quite clearly, the cat's indignant squall and my own wild giggling.
Do you remember that?
Miss Ibbs asked my mother. No.
Children don't usually learn to fly before they're 5, said Miss Ibbs.
Ned's sister was only 4 when she started.
A sister? Is she normal?
She's fine, said my mother. I recalled, with more certainty, the first time I saw my little sister Ellen do magic 3 years ago. She made a biscuit float down from the table when my mother wasn't looking. I felt a huge wave of relief that she wasn't like me, that I hadn't somehow tainted her. And then, in its wake, an equally huge wave of jealousy and loneliness. That was a real memory. The one of me flying wasn't. It was just a fantasy, a wishful dream.
The rest of the family?
Asked Miss Ibbs, her thin, prim voice made important by the echoes from the cold stone walls. Can all do magic, said my mother. Her hand reached under the table to touch mine. Miss Ibbs rustled her notes.
Well, of course, you're related to Calver Trousseau, she said with a new note of respect.
Uncle Calver, I said. He's not really your uncle, my mother corrected me mildly. He's your second cousin. You only call him uncle because you've known him so long.
Forever,
I said, wanting Miss Ibbs to know that Uncle Calver was as familiar to me as my own parents. Although he lived here in Leardwich City, was on the Mage Council, an important and busy man, Uncle Calver still arrived periodically back at our little village with pockets bulging with gifts, magic sparkling from his tanned fingertips, and a wide, generous smile that warmed you right through. He brought tools for my father, velvet for my mother, and surprises in boxes for me, wooden dancing frogs and singing bees that I played with constantly until their magic ran down.
"Calver Trousseau," said Miss Ibbs, blushing slightly, "is a governor of this school. It's thanks to him that we're considering taking on Ned. Normally, we wouldn't have the means to admit a child who's so..."
She paused. "Disabled," said my mother flatly. Under the table, I pulled my hand away.
"That's not a word we use," Miss Ibbs said with reproof. "We've had pupils who are magically challenged, shall we say, a little slow to develop. But I must admit, I've never seen a child quite so..."
She glanced sidelong at me. My mother was silent.
"Quite so special," said Miss Ibbs. "Quite so entirely power-free."
She pushed back her chair.
"We'd better go and find the headmaster, Mr. Rag, and let him know you're here. Ned will be in class 4B.